It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, hearing the sound of my voice. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're leaving work. Maybe you're sitting at home in the other room away from your family. Maybe you're getting a drink, going to dinner. I don't know. Thank you for being here. Okay, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Nico. I appreciate you holding it down for us and for Ryan Barcher. Okay, we got one more hour here. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've discussed a lot. Of course, the NFL season starts tomorrow. I just gave you a top six list of teams that I feel good about winning the championship in 2025. Obviously, of course, in calendar year 2026. We talked about Kawhi Leonard, the fact the guy may have gotten some side money from the owner of the Clippers. Apparently, they set up a separate company so Kawhi Leonard could get paid $28 million for doing what? Absolutely nothing but playing for the Clippers. Oh, the NBA is investigating this one. Because he's 88 years old, I don't know, maybe he had a tummy ache or something like that, Lou Holtz is still just taking darts at Ohio State and Ryan Day. We don't know why outside of being old. Jerry Jones was defending Micah Parsons' trade on Good Morning America again. Robert Kraft said he's going to eventually build a statue of Bill Belichick. It's going to be funny to see if Bill Belichick decides to participate. The NBA, the All-Star Game, next season, 2026, the international version, it's going to be three different teams. Three round robin. It's going to be a round robin tournament of three teams, two Team USA squads, one international squad. Each team is going to have eight guys. Because let's be real, you can't shortchange the American All-Stars. And is the talent pool on international guys all that deep? I think this is a good idea by the NBA. So we've discussed a lot. Thank you so much to our guest, Andrew Beaton, for coming through from the Wall Street Journal. And we have more to do as the show goes on. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll get to your calls in a second, 888-710-4ISN. And if you've missed a minute of all the goodness, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's free. What'd you get today that was free? You know what I got today that was free? A bagel. And by the time I got to that bagel at breakfast, it was not good. Okay. Nico, did you get anything free today?
No, I wish. I'm kind of jealous that you got a bagel for free, though.
It wasn't good. It was one of them things where you walk into a building and they got free breakfast for all the office workers and stuff. I was visiting somebody and I'm like, oh, they got bagels. Bagels are free. I'm going to eat me a free bagel. I don't know. Maybe by the time I got there, maybe they were there forever. I don't know.
Are all bagels in Atlanta not that good, or was it just that one spot?
Come on. I'm in Atlanta, but we got an Einstein bagels here, okay?
Okay.
We got some good bagels. I'm not in Brooklyn, New York, okay?
Fair enough.
We got some good bagels. Maybe I just had the crap bagel. At least it was free. Might be crap, but it was free. Anyway, Odyssey app is free. Thank you for listening on your local affiliate, wherever you might live. You got SiriusXM. That means you can afford radio, I guess, unless you've been stealing that free trial for a long time. And then also, your smart speaker. You got one of those Alexa, Google, Siri things in your house. Just tell it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, it's Wednesday. Eagerly anticipating the start of a new NFL season. I can't believe it. Like, is time fly this damn fast? The answer is yes. And we're already staring at a new season. Tomorrow, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, who at every chance have denied the fact that they've won the championship, or at least don't want to reference last year in regards to this year. They host the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. And like I told you, Jerry Jones was sitting around on Good Morning America. Not the face I want to wake up to, but Jerry Jones, I want you to hear this. He pretty much was asked about this Micah Parsons trade, and he's still trying to convince people. He's going to be doing it for a long time. Listen to this.
We have two kinds of capital or currency in the NFL. One of them is draft picks, and the other is the financial, because every team is limited to the same amount of resources to spend. And having said that, MICA enabled us to have four, possibly as many as six players for the future. That's a good trade when you need numbers.
Okay. It's a good trade. Okay. It can be. Okay. Anyone who says that this is not going to work, they ain't got no crystal ball. And if they did, they'd be out here playing Powerball. The chances of this not working are very high. This was a stupid deal. And the entire concept dating back to last year is dumb as hell. Because the Dallas Cowboys could have paid Michael Parsons last year for less money. Generational talent, generational stupidity from Jerry Jones. I did give you my top six list. The teams that I feel most comfortable with to go out here and win a championship. And number six, I gave you the Commanders. And number five, I gave you the Packers. And number four, I gave you the Chiefs. And number three, I gave you the Bills. And number two, I gave you the Ravens. And number one, I gave you the Eagles. If things roll real good this upcoming season, I think we might have an all-bird Super Bowl in Santa Clara. Ravens roster complete. I don't think there's a better roster in the NFL outside of Baltimore's than the Philadelphia Eagles. Sign me up. I'm here. I want to see either the Bills or the Ravens finally get over the damn hump. Somebody, please go to the Super Bowl. If you missed the fancy explanations, you missed the fancy audio, listen to Last Hour on the free Odyssey app. I do want you to hear this. I mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles. How nobody wants to acknowledge that they're trying to repeat, that they're trying to do better. I mean, come on now. A.J. Brown yesterday was asked about how they avoid the pitfalls of last year. And he's just like, man, why? We ain't worried about that in the building. Leave us alone.
You know, I think from the outside, I think the city and everybody has been talking about it. But, you know, this building has been locked in. You know, we put that to bed long ago. And like I said, we just ready to go. You know, that's over with. A lot of players didn't even experience that. So, you know, that's over with.
Yeah, it's done. Well, I know what they're going to do tomorrow. They're going to beat them Cowboys. And you know what? Even if the Dallas Cowboys end up beating them, do we have enough people that are crazy? I guess we do. We got enough people that are going to go, oh, my God, the Cowboys are going to be fine and this and that. Let's get through the season, okay? Let's get through the season. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick. He's calling up from Mobile, Alabama. Nick, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call, man. You know, you started off asking people where they're at. I live in the great state of Alabama, and I'm taking a half-hour journey through backwoods over to Mississippi to buy some Powerball. So if I win, maybe I'll send a nickel your way. How about that?
Listen, what can I get for a nickel? They still sell bubblegum somewhere for a nickel?
Hey, look, and you know, this is kind of crazy. You know what my favorite flavor of bagel is?
Oh,
free.
What is it?
So you can't complain about a free bagel. About a free bagel.
Your favorite flavor of bagel is free?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. Nothing tastes better than a free bagel.
Does that count for everything? Is anything that tastes good, is it free? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, look, I was going to talk to you about fantasy football, and I'm kind of with you. You know, I don't have the time. You know, it's you got to invest a lot of time and energy and brain power and all this. As far as Nico goes, step one is admitting you got a problem. Seven's too many. I don't know how you do that.
Okay. Seven. When you said Nico, I had to go Iamaliava because he sucked, okay? I saw what he did the other day. He sucked. You're talking about Nico Scarlatos here, our producer for today, right?
Yes, sir. Hey, I don't know how he does seven leagues.
Nico, you can respond to him. Go ahead.
Listen, if you don't have a love for the game as much as I do, I understand. It's the passion that I have.
Oh, here we go.
All right, listen.
No. The thing about what I like about it is that, you know, it's more like a camaraderie thing. I'm never really in fantasy football to win. You know, I get in like these $10 leagues, and it gives you a reason to like the Browns on a Sunday afternoon or to pull for a, you know, a team you would never normally watch, but it gets you interested in the game, and that, you know, and you get together for the draft and all that, and it's just kind of a fun situation. You know, $10-$20 buy-in or a free league, you know.
Oh, it sounds like you're, it sounds like you're involved some type of way.
Yeah, I mean, I like to do, you know, one league a year, but you know, but it's for that reason, just to kind of keep the interest level, and it keeps things keeps things entertaining.
No, I can dig it.
And the other point I was going to say is when you gave the guy the pick over the Saints, the Cardinals over the Saints. I'm a diehard Saints fan. I think you were 100% correct. Unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah, so. Well, the Cardinals are one of these teams that they either win a shootout or they shoot themselves in the foot. So there is a possibility that this is the type of game that goes down to one of those silly field goals where you just got to go, what are we doing? There's also a good possibility the Steelers beat the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, a little bounce back game. Huh. Yeah, we got a couple.
That'd be a good
one. Broncos will probably beat up on the Titans. I think that's a good possibility. Yeah, I think a lot of these games are they may be closer than what people think. So I'm looking at the Cardinals and the Saints. That might be the safest bet.
Yeah, I think that's a lock. And then my final take for you, I'm not going to say they're going to win the championship, but I think Jacksonville is going to make the playoffs.
Okay. All right.
So.
But we're going to see Travis Hunt in the postseason. He's going to make it.
Yeah, I mean, they got a healthy quarterback. They got all this talent, good receivers. I think they're going to surprise the heck out of everybody.
Well, they do. Trevor Lawrence has been paid so much money, been through so many injuries, so many coordinators. It's due time for Trevor Lawrence to start earning some of that check. So we'll see what happens. New head coach, too, first year in Cohen. Let's see what they do. Nick, appreciate you for calling from Mobile.
Yes, sir.
Shout-outs to Nick, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, I love sports. I mean, this is why the hell I'm here doing this job. I love sports. I love to watch sports. I'm sitting here in the studio. I got the U.S. Open on. I got all types of news on sports going on, CBS Sports HQ. I love sports. I talk about sports 4 hours a day. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I mean, I'm online on sports. I've made my whole life, I've built it around sports. But watching it, okay? Looking at the stats, looking at the box scores. I've never had a bone in my body that made me go, you know what I want to do? Now I want to pick some players. Who's going to suck? Who's going to be good? I mean, outside of sitting around on the good old prize picks every now and then, I'm just like, man, I'm good on watching. And if a team sucks, then they're going to suck without me watching. I may watch a particular player. Like, let's be real. The only reason that I will watch the Tennessee Titans this year is to see what Cam Ward does. Outside of that, I got zero interest. None. And I want to see if Simmons beats up any more of his teammates, including the quarterback. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And speaking of watching the game, when we get to the other side of the break, I know there's a lot of people who watch NFL Red Zone. There's going to be a major change to it. We'll get to that in a little while. Doug is calling from Wisconsin. Doug, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I'm hoping for a Packer. I'm a Packer homer, so I'm hoping for a Packers. I would like to see a Packers Steeler with Aaron Rodgers, but I know that ain't going to happen. But Packers Bills, that would be a good one, too. So
you never know.
Never know. One thing I wanted to, what I had talked to the call screener is, you know, you're talking about the Brewers had a dollar hot dog night. I tried to call in after that, but it was too late. You know, the Brewers allow you to bring your own snacks in.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah, now you can bring bags of peanuts, sandwiches. You just can't bring any like beer or alcohol in.
No. You said snack. What am I being turned away with? A box of pizza or two slices? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know what they turn you away. I don't go to the games, but I know they talk about bringing big bags of peanuts in, and you know you don't have to buy any, and popcorn and like a sandwich or something. But I guess if you had a pizza, I don't know what they would say.
Yeah, if I walked into the baseball stadium with a pie, they're gonna look at me and go, "Whoa, you can't walk in with 8 slices."
They're the only ones that allow you to bring in snacks, so.
Yeah, well, listen, I got to be honest. That is very nice. That is very cool. I want food. That is very kind. You don't have to buy peanuts. God bless them. That's very novel. But look, if my snack is not a bag of peanuts, if my snack is a full-on hoagie or a Sub or whatever the hell you call it wherever you live, a hero, then that's my snack. And you turning me away, I'm going to be pissed off about that.
I don't know. Yes, call ahead. But like, love the show. And
thank you.
Having a good time. Thanks, bye.
I appreciate you, Doug, for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, Nico, if you're not familiar, last night we discussed the prices at concession stands for food at sporting events. The Baltimore Ravens are one of the latest teams to adopt the thought process of, hey, we can charge, you know, $5 or less than $5 on 11 different items. So you can get a barbecue sandwich for $4.99. You can, I don't have it in front of me, but let's say, you know, a hot dog for $2.50, $3.50. Like, these are reasonably priced food options instead of buying a $20 beer that you drink in 2 minutes. And so I said, this is cool. And so we had a caller who brought up the fact that the Brewers had a promotion a couple days ago where they had a $1 hot dog. So that's why, you know, he brought that up from Wisconsin.
I love that. I think that's an awesome idea by both the Brewers and the Ravens, the two examples you brought up there. That's always been one of my biggest gripes. Now, I know it's the way that the world is. Everything just becomes so expensive. But these people are paying so much money just to go to the games. Why can't we make it a little discounted for the food and the drinks? I mean, at Citi Field, when you go to a Met game, they'll a lot of times have guys like outside selling water or beer. They're selling them for like $4 or $5, and then when you walk in, it's $18 for one tall boy. It's such a ripoff.
Oh my God, $4 versus $18. Yeah, man. Yeah, I made the point last night. It's like, hey, Steve Cohen is one of the wealthiest dudes walking the face of anything. And yeah, you got great food. I get it. If you go into the baseball game and you want to buy sushi and you want to get a rack of lamb and you want to get all of that, then yeah, go ahead and pay a premium price. But if I want some damn nachos, or I want an Italian sausage, or I want a hamburger, like I want a beer, do I need to go broke? Do I need to spend $40 for a hot dog or a hamburger, some fries, and some beer? No. Because, Nico, here's the other part about it. The majority of times, the food is, I can't even call it mid. It's cafeteria food. Am I bugging? It's cafeteria food.
Yeah, a lot of the stadiums you go to are very much like that. And again, I'm only basing this off of the stadiums that I go to on a regular basis. But like the Giants, for example, I went to MetLife a couple years ago, got a cheeseburger and fries. It really wasn't that good. It was not worth the price that I paid.
Yeah, Nico, I have been to stadiums and arenas all over the country. And at the baseline, all the food is the same. Now, over the years, have we gotten more fancy dining options? Oh, yeah. Like, home plate behind Yankee Stadium, there's a reason why them seats are empty. The food back there is exquisite, okay? I'm talking about fine dining-type food at Yankee Stadium behind home plate. What a shock. I give Jerry Jones credit for this. The food at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, the high-end food, is amazing. And so you have a lot of that. But if you're just buying a ticket and you just want to go to the game, and you don't want to have the fanciest of food, I feel like the food is almost all the same at the baseline. It's like, hey, you serving me food that I ate at a lunch in school a million years ago. You selling that crap to me for $20? I should throw it in your face. The owners should get pied in the face. They should. I'm not advocating violence, but you know what I mean. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about something that's going to change immediately. It's how you consume NFL football. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Hey, I know in a few minutes we're going to have Marco Belletti coming on through here with the news. Let me give you a quick heads up. Congratulations to Naomi Osaka. It looks like she's moving on to the semifinals here of the U.S. Open. So, of course, a lot of ups, a lot of downs for Naomi Osaka. I feel like she's either crying or she's winning. There's no in between. So always good to see her on the positive end of things. And speaking of negativity, I did mention to you the NBA looking into this report that says the Clippers circumvented the salary cap with Kawhi Leonard. This being reported that, especially via Pablo Torre, that the Clippers had an agreement with Kawhi Leonard to pay him off the books. Okay? Ultimately, that there was a separate company that was set up where Kawhi Leonard would receive $28 million from a tree company, like a marketing deal, that he never had anything to do with. All he had to do was just play for the Clippers and he would be paid. The Clippers do have a response to this that they have, as the NBA is now investigating. What a world we live in. Here, let me read this stupid statement to you. See how stupid it really is. Neither the Clippers nor Steve Ballmer circumvented the salary cap. The notion that Steve invested in aspiration in order to funnel money to Kawhi Leonard is absurd. There is nothing unusual or untoward about team sponsors doing endorsement deals with players on the same team. Neither Steve nor the Clippers organization had any oversight of Kawhi's independent endorsement agreement with Aspiration. To say otherwise is flat out wrong. The Clippers take the NBA compliance extremely seriously, fully respect the league's rules, and welcome its investigation related to Aspiration. And so Aspiration is some tree company. Apparently Kawhi Leonard had a marketing deal with this company, and he didn't have to do anything. It's said in the contract he would just receive $28 million as long as he was on the Clippers. Okay, kind of weird. And that Steve Ballmer is the one who paid for this. He put $50 million into this company that is now bankrupt, and $28 million of it was earmarked for Kawhi. It doesn't add up. Yeah, you can have a team company also sponsor a player. Yeah, I guess, but it feels like that's just an admission of circumventing the cap, trying to figure out a way around this. This is not going to, I think, go well for the Clippers. They're right. Why would somebody do such a thing? But it looks like the Clippers, they're the ones that went out there and tried it. And speaking of trying things, Angel Reese, and this has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark, God bless her. Angel Reese has put out she was interviewed, and she was asked about the conclusion of the season, where the Chicago Sky once again don't make the playoffs. And so, Angel Reese said via the Chicago Tribune in the Chicago Sky, "I'm not settling for the same bleep we did this year, okay? I'd like to be here in Chicago for my career, but if things don't pan out, obviously I might have to move in a different direction and do what's best for me." This is Angel Reese on her future with the Chicago Sky. "We have to get good players. We have to get great players. That's a non-negotiable for me." The team, reportedly, her active teammates, of which the season is not done yet, they got a couple more games left, apparently they're not happy with her. And I'm sure. What teammates would be happy with somebody going, "My teammates suck"? I mean, that's basically what she said. "My teammates suck, and if we don't get better teammates, I'm leaving." We hear this from NBA players, and we hear this from NFL guys all the time, and they come across as jackasses, okay? Tyreek Hill, at the end of last season with the Miami Dolphins, this man sat around, and he said and sulked, "Hey, I'm used to winning. If I'm not going to win, I don't want to be here." Well, that's fine. The man is still a Miami Dolphin. His own agent and Drew Rosenhaus had to clean up everything that he said, and Tyreek Hill had to apologize for throwing his guys under the bus. I remember James Harden, upon exiting the Houston Rockets, he basically sat in a press conference in the public and said to the media, "My teammates are not good enough to win. I don't want to be here." And then the Rockets had to move him. Like, there's one thing to be honest, okay? It's one thing to keep that behind closed doors. It's another thing when you just throw your teammates under the bus. And sure, her teammates might suck, but I don't think it's in good class to just run around throwing people under the bus. Her head coach, Tyler Marsh, said, "We are aware of it," her comments. "We're addressing it in-house as currently speaking. That's where we'll stay right now." And I know there are people going, "Well, what she said is true. Well, this is leadership." No, being a leader, when you're a unit, you walk as one. You could be the best player on the team, but you a whole piece of trash if you start waking up throwing your teammates under the bus. What can you do better? And God bless Angel Reese. She is a good player. There's plenty that she can improve upon. I mean, damn it, we had Lisa Leslie, one of the greatest WNBA, one of the greatest basketball players ever. Lisa Leslie sat right here, spoke to me on this show, and talked about how Angel Reese could improve offensively. I mean, last season, it was a conversation about how she can improve at the basket. Everybody has room for improvement. I just think it's weak to come out publicly and bash your teammates when you ain't even the best damn thing yourself. Come on, please, go out here and do better. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And maybe Angel Reese doesn't care. Maybe she wants to be sent to another team. Maybe she's going nuclear on her teammates. Maybe she doesn't want to be in Chicago. 888-710-4ISN. Now, before we went to break, I did mention this. I said, how you're about to view the NFL is going to change. We talked about all this fantasy, and there's one reason a lot of people want to watch. They want to make some money. They want to keep up with all the games. Well, one of the ways that people historically have done that is through the NFL Red Zone. Well, now that it's been acquired and is being ran by ESPN, one thing people wondered was, is it going to have commercials? Is my viewing experience going to change? Well, at least they kept the same host. Scott Hansen is coming back, and he says, yes, there will be commercials. He told Pat McAfee, by the way, hey, it had nothing to do with me. Listen to this.
The business folks handle the business.
Of course.
And I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
Oh, wow.
Well said.
I realize that might be a slight change to some of you, but that's what the catchphrase will be.
Look, people are still going to watch. People are still going to tune in. Commercials or not, people are going to get their fix. They want to just get straight to the action. I don't think it's going to make a difference. Nico, do you think it matters? People are going to watch anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I know myself included, I'm going to continue to watch, but it bothers me so much that they're adding the commercials. It really does. And again, like you said, I'm not going to not watch because of it, but it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, also, I mean, there'll probably be different ways that they have sponsor integration and where they slap a logo and what they make him say in regards to giving some of these reads. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, but we know the name of the game is to always make money. So I think one way a lot of people watch the NFL will change, and for some, it won't make a difference. Also, speaking of changes, this was big news all day. Stream East was shut down. Yeah, If you know what that is, you know what it is. If you don't, you don't. That's people sitting around watching sports illegally. You know, pop open a website and boom, the sports game pops up without you having to pay for it. I don't know anything about that. Nothing. Not me. I have no idea. But anyway, it's been shut down. Apparently, they found a couple of guys in another part of the world and they shut it down. And I'm sure that 5 million other websites popped up today. Marco Belletti, you didn't create one of these things, did you?
I did not, nor have I ever heard of it.
Okay, there you go. Me neither. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few things that you should be familiar with. We're going to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history, legally. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Belichick, Robert Kraft said he's getting a statue. Clippers being investigated for circumventing the cap. I gave you a top six list, top six NFL teams for 2025. If you missed that list, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. A big thank you. Now, I don't want to shank him. That'd be terrible. I'm not cutting anybody. A big thank you to Andrew Beaton for joining us from the Wall Street Journal. Talked about the NFL potentially going to 18 games when and if that might happen. Jerry Jones trying once again to defend his trade of Micah Parsons. We just talked about Angel Reese and her teammates not being happy with some of her comments about her teammates weren't good enough. We heard from Lou Holtz and him just throwing another jab at Ohio State and Ryan Day. It's just a lot that we went through. So it's been a real busy show. That's why this is a great time of year. Wait until we get basketball and hockey back next month. Wait until we get closer until the MLB postseason and the World Series. Oh, yeah, that's next, which is just mind-numbing to think about. Crazy time that we're in. Anyway, it's the end of the show. I know what time it is. It's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is September 3rd, the year is 2025. But if we go back to September 3rd, 2007, Pedro Martinez, he becomes the 15th pitcher ever to get to the 3,000th strikeout mark. He did it in five innings. The Mets went out there and beat the Reds 10-4. He struck out four, but listen to the strikeout that got him to the milestone, courtesy of SNY.
1-2 pitch, struck him out. Career strikeout number 3,000 for Pedro Martinez. And they'll keep that ball. He was waiting for Laduca to flip it to him. I'm not sure Laduca knew. Pedro does. He'll put that one in the trophy case. Big smile all around. Career strikeout number 3,000 for Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, well, it was amazing enough that Pedro Martinez in 2007, he was healthy enough to even step out onto a mound. Guy ended his career after 2009. So Pedro Martinez, one of the greats, getting his 3,000 strikeout this day in 2007. Speaking of a great, this same day, September 3rd, 2016, Serena Williams, she picked up her 307th Grand Slam win. It gave her the most amongst women of all time. She went out there and beat Johanna Larson, and she passed Martina Navratilova for the record and tied Federer at the time. Just take a listen to a little bit of the fancy play-by-play with the tennis commentators.
Well, in exactly 1 hour, Serena Williams books her spot in the last 16. She'll face Shvedova on Monday.
Man, the damn play-by-play people are so fancy. Let's listen to Serena talk about breaking the record and especially doing it at the U.S. Open. This is on ESPN.
I know that you really love to break records, and you passed a great champion in Martina Navratilova today, and you've also equaled the great Roger Federer in 307 match wins at Grand Slam level.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, and honestly, what a better place to do it than here, where everything first started, so that's great.
Well, good for, well, I mean, Serena's great, and now she's retired. That was in 2016. September 3rd, 2017. Well, I haven't heard this name in a while. Josh Rosen, UCLA. That big old comeback, one of the biggest comebacks in college football history. UCLA erasing a 44-10 deficit to go out there and beat Texas A&M, the final score 45-44. Josh Rosen, this is what got this guy drafted in 2018. Okay, the Cardinals took him 10th overall because of this game, damn it, right here. They trailed by 34. In the second half, they came back. Josh Rosen had 491 yards passing and four touchdowns, all in the damn fourth quarter. And what world do you do this at? Listen to the game-winning touchdown on a fake spike to complete the comeback. This is courtesy of Fox.
Rosen fakes the spike.
Yeah, well, he got drafted. I actually met him right before he got drafted. Very nice guy. People had a lot of concerns about what he was going to do, and he had some bold proclamations about turning the Cardinals around, and then he was replaced by Kyler Murray. A solid comeback, though. People are not going to forget that. I have no idea what Josh Rosen is doing. None. I'm going to Google it, though. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been September 3rd all damn day long. Nico, I think I may have found an answer to one question that we discussed earlier on in the show. Remember we discussed Roger Goodell's comments on Taylor Swift?
Right.
You know, a matter of fact, if anyone didn't hear us earlier, let's take a listen to that clip. This is Roger Goodell. He was on the Today Show, and he was talking about the halftime show for this upcoming Super Bowl, and of course he was asked about Taylor Swift. Take a listen to this clip.
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special talent, and obviously she would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Okay. So,
we'll take a maybe.
It's a maybe.
Okay.
At what point can we expect a decision to be announced?
I'm waiting on my friend Jay-Z to be able to help me with that one. It's in his hands. I'm waiting for the smoke to come out.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But you're a Swiftie.
Definitely a Swiftie.
Of course you are.
Man, I know it's the Today Show. I did morning radio. I did. Shout-outs to V103, the People Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Everybody sounds miserable and tired on that morning show. It's the Today Show. Be awake. Even Roger Goodell sound like he just rolled out of bed. Now, Nico, we discussed who could possibly do the halftime show besides Taylor Swift, and I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to hear Jay-Z? Not really. Rather see him in a concert setting. Don't need to hear 15 minutes of him at the Super Bowl. It's been said, Cardi B was asked to do the Super Bowl, and she said no. She says, I got asked to do the Super Bowl, and I denied it. I feel like soon if I get to do it, I'll have more hits. I'm going to be more experienced, and I'm going to eat that up. Cardi B said no to performing at the Super Bowl. Is that a bad idea or a good idea?
I would say it's a bad idea, because why would you not want to perform on the arguably the biggest stage that any musician could perform on? But to each their own, I guess.
And it's no guarantee that the opportunity will swing back around. Now, I got to be honest here. I think I have not heard every record. I think I know the majority of her music. I think her music is too vulgar. You know, I understand Kendrick Lamar just played, and I don't think his stuff. Her stuff is her music goes into the space of being very, very sexually explicit. So I'm even a little surprised, maybe not so much. I shouldn't be, that she was asked. I don't know how she'd be able to perform any of her music in a clean setting. Do you agree with me? Have you listened to some of her records?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, if I must say. I don't know if that would be appropriate for a Super Bowl halftime show. Someone who I thought of, though, while we were talking about it, how about Sabrina Carpenter? I know she just recently came out with another new album. She seems to be slowly but surely making her way towards the top of the musician famous people list.
Yeah, I don't. Nico, I've heard that name. I don't know who that woman is. I don't. Maybe if I heard a record, I'd be able to identify the music, but I would not match Sabrina Carpenter could walk by me down the sidewalk right now. Would you know who she is?
I would know who she is, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who she is, no. I'm gonna open up my music app and I'm gonna take a listen now that you told me. Okay, Nico.
A lot of people think that she's very good looking, so I wonder if that has a big role as to why she's become so popular.
Maybe. All right. Well, I'll check her out when we get off the air. Hey, Nico, thank you for helping out tonight. I appreciate it. Great time.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the show. Pleasure as always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Andrew Beaton for joining us from the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show will be back, and we know the NFL will be back as well. We'll be able to have a chat with you. Wow, the Eagles open up their season against the Cowboys. If you missed tonight's show, the top six list of NFL teams, anything, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, X, whatever you call it. I'm there. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network because I might be done. But Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Y'all be safe out there. Be well.